love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about? You need a place where you can get top dollar for your trade, great experience, and all the discounts and rebates you deserve. Stop what you're doing. Come see me, Mr. Pink, at 5050 West Sahara, and I'm going to hook you up, all right? Mr. Pink, baby!
See that light on the dash? Don't ignore it. My Auto Service has been owned and operated since 2009 by the Lodge family. Let us help take care of your investment. We have two locations to serve you, 7870 West End Road and 6104 West Cheyenne. Give us a call, 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. Smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes are only $14.95 when you mention the Lodge family. Take care of your investment. Call My Auto Service today at 702-242-5432.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we were talking with Randy Mackey earlier about what's going on in the People's Republic of California. And Gavin Newsom, according to media reports, is going to call on California Democrats to renew a push for concealed carry reform bill. Don't think that they're not thinking about that in Carson City even as we speak. It's coming here. California leaders, according to the SACB, are making a second attempt to shore up the state's concealed carry law after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down key provisions. I mean, they gutted the bill is what they did. We'll talk about this, but Gavin Newsom is hell-bent on taking guns away from everybody, not just select few. Everybody. Stay with us. We got a lot to do. Coming up, we'll talk with Randy Thompson about the upcoming legislative session and what may lie ahead for small businesses when they gavel in coming up on Monday. Stay with us. We got a whole bunch more to do as we continue. Oh, and don't forget Paul Enos from Nevada Trucking Association. You'll hear from him coming up in our next hour as well as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm attorney Paul Powell.
If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye-bye-bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The FBI has searched President Joe Biden's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home as part of its investigation into the potential mishandling of classified documents. Biden's attorney says that agents didn't find any classified documents during the Wednesday search. Senator Tom Cotton says Republicans are treated differently when it comes to classified documents.
We still have not the faintest clue what was in the documents in Joe Biden's house, yet someone in the Department of Justice or the FBI or the National Archives has already leaked to CNN what was in the Mike Pence documents. So again, it's just a continuing double standard that this administration applies when something happens to Republicans versus when it happens to a Democrat, especially that Democrat is named Joe Biden.
The Arkansas Republican was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Republican Nikki Haley is moving closer to making her presidential campaign official.
Sources say former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will announce her 2024 presidential campaign at an event in Charleston, South Carolina on February 15th. She would be the first Republican to throw her hat in the ring against Donald Trump. Haley supported other candidates during Donald Trump's first campaign. She prompted speculation when she stepped down from her post as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations in 2018. In Des Moines in 2020, Haley talked about her ambitions.
I've never lost a race. I'm not going to start now. I'll put 1,000% in and I'll finish it.
In 2021, she said she would not run if President Trump ran, but she has since shifted course. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street rose to its highest level since the summer following the latest hike to interest rates by the Federal Reserve, which said it's finally seeing improvements in inflation. The S&P 500 rallied back from an early 1% loss Wednesday to rise 1%. The Dow was up by 6 points. The Nasdaq rose 231. The S&P 500 advanced 42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills and to one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-990-6976.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, friends. It's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The murder trial of a former elected Clark County official charged in the murder of the Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter has been postponed for 7 months. A defense attorney for former public administrator Robert Tellis said he would not be prepared to go to trial in April, and District Judge Michelle Leavitt set a date for November 6th during a hearing this morning. The 46-year-old is facing a murder charge in connection with the killing of investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman. Prosecutors and Metro Police have previously said the investigation is stalled because of a legal fight between the state and the Review-Journal over Gehrman's personal devices, which were seized by police and could contain information about Gehrman's confidential sources. Well, call it revenge travel or whatever you want, but Las Vegas entertained 38.8 million visitors last year, more than a 20% increase over the previous year, but still far short of the record set in 2016 when 42.9 million people came to town. Hotel occupancy led the nation as well, a little over 79%, with the national average at 63%.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Congested conditions on the Beltway 215 as you approach Interstate 15, both directions there. Eastbound 215 at Decatur, westbound 215 at the airport connector. And watch for a stalled vehicle. It's there on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. Always good to have Randy Thompson on. She is the longtime Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. She is now the former State Director and joins us. Randy, good to have you with us. What's the next chapter in the life of Randy Thompson look like?
Well, it's not much different. I just don't have to go to Carson. I have a lot of other businesses that I work on, and lobbying has been one part of my business. But I'm still a small business owner, so that's what matters. And I will still continue to work with the new director, Trey Abney, to give him all my sage advice, Kevin.
Oh, I love that. And there's a lot of it. There's a lot of it to be had. As somebody that now has some perspective, you've been able to step away from the day-to-day business. Small businesses under Joe Lombardo, what's that going to look like in a legislative sense?
Well, I'm thrilled with his very first executive order, which was to look at regulations and look at licensure. I served on the Economic Development Transition Team for the governor, and in working with our group that consisted from the LVGEA folks to EDONA peers, to the economic development folks, to small business owners, to large business owners, one thing that came out again and again was how restrictive our licensure process is for everything from getting a doctor to come to Nevada and the life and the challenge they have of having to go through all the testing to become just a doctor in Nevada versus a doctor in California. We really are protective of our industries. And going down to that, you have to actually have a license to install earplugs in people, you know, so that people can actually have hearing aids. There's musical therapy that requires a license. There's hairdressers that require a license. There's all of these businesses. And what we're seeing is that it really is preventing people from creating their own career. So that was one of the good steps that the governor took. And I'm thrilled to see that first move to actually help people who want to create a career.
You know, one of the things, and it came out in both his victory speech and in his State of the State, and that is common sense. Common sense legislation, common sense laws, and this governor seems to get that.
Oh, very much so. He looked at that Read by Three program that Governor Sandoval implemented and said we need to bring that back because it worked. Yes, we need to pay our state workers more because we're at 25% vacancy rate. So he's just taken a very practical approach to how to make government more effective and more efficient.
I know he talked about education and wanting to become the education and school choice governor. Is that a pipe dream? Is that something that, knowing that the Dems control both houses of the legislature, is it reasonable to assume he can do that, or do you think maybe he needs a dose of reality?
Well, I think creating the Office of School Choice within the Department of Education that he put out there is a really cool idea. I think he can. I'm not sure if he can do that by executive order or not, but he's definitely put them on notice that he is a pro-school choice guy. He's a pro-parent guy. And our legislature needs to understand that we can continue to fund education, but we're 49th in the country and spending more per pupil than some of our neighboring states. So I think it comes down to what is the deal that, you know, what are the Democrats going to die on the sword for at the end of session, and what's the governor going to die on the sword for? And I think school choice is showing to work. And if our legislature would listen to our students and our parents and not the teachers union, we'd probably get some of this stuff done.
Again, Randy Thompson joining us. I am curious when the governor talked about school choice, But he gave education $2 billion with virtually no strings attached. He has been criticized by Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal, and others around the state just in the last few days. Your thoughts on this doling out $2 billion without a lot of accountability?
Well, I hope they do install the accountability, and I think that will be a requirement as we move along. Again, that was, I think his speech was sort of setting up the big stuff, the devil's in the details. And I think that's essentially what he's saying is, in order for me to get what I want, I'm going to have to give education more money, but I want it to be spent right. And I think you're going to see a lot more details on how that money will be spent as we go through the process.
I want to ask you about tax cuts, because it's something that the governor talked about in his State of the State, and that is that there will be money for tax cuts for businesses and small business and individuals. Is that something that you think we can get through a Democrat-dominated legislature?
I think we can. I think suspending the motor vehicle tax for just 1 year, I think it was the proposal, is reasonable. And lowering the payroll tax by 15%, again, is reasonable. We went to a lawsuit with the Democrats over the raising of the, trying to revoke essentially that reduction in the payroll tax. I wanted a 6-month pause on the payroll tax myself because we have $2 billion in surplus, and that money came from taxpayers. Okay, a lot of it came from gamblers, but that came from us and that came from tourists. So we should be able to enjoy some of that surplus by not having to continue pay taxes into a system that is not serving us that well.
Do you believe that this governor will be able to negotiate? I mean, it's one thing to spend an hour and 15 minutes talking about the state of the state, but it's another thing to be able to get it done and get it through the legislature. In order to do so, he's going to have to maybe do some horse trading. Is he the sort of guy, you know him, is he the sort of guy that you think will be able to horse trade and be able to get things done and to bargain with the Democrats?
Oh, I think he can stand up to Senator Cannizzaro and Speaker Yeager better than anyone. One, they all know each other from being in Vegas, especially Mr. Yeager, who's works for the Clark County District Attorney, and Cannizzaro, who works in the prosecutor's office. So as long as they don't know this guy, they do. And I think they have to do to make their progressive wing happy, they have to look like they're standing up to him. But those two are pretty reasonable people when it comes down to what is important for our state. And they also need to remember these guys didn't win by huge margins. I mean, Senator Cannizzaro won by, 800 votes? And even Yeager had a good run for him in his race. So these guys aren't that certain in their reelection that they can be out there threatening to not compromise with this governor.
I want to ask you about voter integrity. It's something that the governor mentioned in his State of the State. And I'm just curious what you think of his ideas on voter integrity. And voter ID, which is something that most Americans and many Nevadans really like the idea. Do you think that maybe some voter integrity stuff will get passed?
That's the biggest challenge. Yeager said that that's a non-starter on the universal ballot, saying that 50% of Nevadans cast their votes via mail. Well, 30% of Nevadans have been able to cast their vote. Well, all Nevadans can cast their vote by mail by asking for an absentee, and we have seen strong absentee numbers. So I think the point has to be made to these guys is what worked before COVID can work again. But the universal mail-in ballots, we need to show that's not only a harvesting issue, that it's leading to fraud, but it's also a money issue. We're spending millions of dollars on elections that we don't need to spend. So I'm hoping that might be one of those issues. I mean, 80% of Americans want voter ID. So it's not a big deal, but in that scheme. But it's just, what are these guys, why are they fighting so hard? That's what I just don't understand.
I want to ask you, we've been through the state of the state, and you have been close for so many years relative to small business in our state. Give us a state of small business as you see it, as you've left to go to the private sector.
It's still struggling, my own business included. We're still seeing cost increases on all of our products. We're having labor issues trying to find people that want to work. And customers are still kind of reluctant to go out, especially to a crowded space. You're still seeing people with masks on. So there's still some health concerns that are keeping some people home, and our sales are down. And now we're looking at potentially a recession, so people are being even more cautious. So the state of small business is not that good still. We're still struggling to recover, and if we're looking at a recession, then we're looking at, even more months of recovery.
What is it that government can do, and I'm talking about at the state level, to help small business? What is some of the stuff you'd like to see passed in this upcoming legislature?
Well, getting people back to work at the state level will help. When you have 25% of your workforce at the state, essentially empty positions, those are jobs that small businesses need to call and have somebody pick up that phone at Dieter or Taxation or the DMV. So really getting our state government working again would be good, but then also looking at, like he's already done, the regulations and the licensure requirements for small businesses, that's a big deal. That really is putting a lot of government bureaucracy onto small businesses. I think the best thing is just to find ways that we can, that state government will realize that we workers out here are their customers. And that, to me, is an attitude change that needs to come about.
Randy, it is always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. Best of luck in your future endeavors. And I got to tell you, I thought you did a great job as the former Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. I know you're going to be a huge success in your own businesses, taking it private, so to speak. Thank you so much. I always enjoy talking to you, and I'll see you when you're down here.
I will see you, too. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Randy Thompson, the Nevada State Director, former Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, you're going to hear from Paul Enos, a guy that knows how to get stuff from point A to point B in our state, because he is the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, and as such, he's the guy that helps out the guys and gals who get stuff from point A to point B. I love this guy, and I always learn something from him. You'll learn something from him too coming up in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about? You need a place where you can get top dollar for your trade, great experience, and all the discounts and rebates you deserve. Stop what you're doing. Come see me, Mr. Pink, at 5050 West Sahara, and I'm going to hook you up, all right? Mr. Pink, baby!
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. We are at war with an invisible enemy that impacts us all, especially here in Las Vegas. I'm talking about electromagnetic waves, EMFs from our phones and electronics, smart meters, Wi-Fi, and especially the new, more powerful 5G. If you're experiencing immune challenges, sleeplessness, headaches, muscle aches, weight gain, or just feel extra stress, it could be your body's natural reaction when it feels under attack. Your solution is Life Armor, a 30-year proven health technology that powers up your body's natural defenses from harmful waves, EMF, Wi-Fi, and 5G. It's like your own personal force field. The results are immediate. Life Armor improves your physical and mental performance instantly. Go to lifearmor.us. Check out their wearable protective accessories. I wear their bracelet and pendant. Life Armor offers a 100% money-back guarantee and a 20-year warranty. Protect yourself and your family. Go to lifearmor.us. Use code WAR and save 20%. Lifearmor.us.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.